I think in all three phases, I think you've seen glimpses. I mean, you guys may not agree with this, but we are 4-3. So it's there has been some consistent play. And when it is consistent, when it is good, we've been able to move the ball on offense, score touchdowns. We've been able to stop the run on defense. We've been able to cover kicks better, return kicks better. But when it's bad, it's bad. And so, you know, we're all trying to work together to keep to get that good part of it and make that even more so, obviously. So it's a very difficult question for me to answer. If I knew the answer, you know, believe me, I'd probably be in a better mood, like I said to Brian. So, but we're all striving for that, and we're trying to get better, and it's not from a lack of effort, and we're going to keep working to be more consistent.
Joining me now, the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. And Mark, Brock Osweiler said it, Bill O'Brien said it, got to get better play from the quarterback position. You got to be able to complete some of those deep balls that you're throwing, don't you?
Yeah, I think so. And the longest completion was, what, 13 yards in the game? Yeah. That cannot happen. They went deep a few times, and a couple of times you had bracketed coverage on DeAndre Hopkins and Will Fuller, so the Broncos defense wasn't fooled. They're going to need to devise a way to get that done. Now, I think one of the more disappointing things about the game Monday night at Denver was the fact that they ran the ball well, the Texans did, and they couldn't get the passing game to feed off of that. What do we always talk about? Play action and things like that. Look, if they run the ball this well against the Lions, I think they win the football game at home. But eventually they're going to have to go back out on the road and do a whole lot better.
Yeah, you bring up a good point there, because this Lions defense, while they have some talent there, not the same as the Denver Broncos defense, that ferocious unit that we saw up there at Mile High last week. It's a good chance for Brock and the offense to kind of get right or get better than they were last Monday, isn't it?
Well, you'd hope. Every quarterback that's played against the Lions has a passer rating of over 100 against them. Mm-hmm. So here we go. Can Brock Osweiler get to that mark? It almost puts more pressure on him, I think, to know that. But you're right. This defense has not been that good. But the offense for the Lions is so good that it puts a lot of pressure on you to score and match them like a tennis match, because they're going to put up three touchdowns or more in all likelihood unless you really clamp down on D. This is one of the hottest teams, maybe the hottest offense in the National Football League.
They're like zombies as well, because they are never, ever dead. You think you have them down, and Matt Stafford's brought them back. All four of those wins have come in the final 2 minutes of regulation. They also lost a game in the final 2 minutes as well. It's a 4-3 ball club riding three wins. And one thing that has, over the few years Bill O'Brien's been here, that's gone well for this team, they're 6-0 at NRG Stadium following a loss on the road. So they've responded well when they've been kicked on the road.
And unfortunately, you and I have done too many shows like this where they're coming off a bad road loss and they're coming home and they get well at home. And they can ill afford to keep this kind of pattern going. The get well at home part, good. Losing on the road, bad. But I really believe being at home is going to help them out a whole lot, Drew. And this defense, it's going to be loud as usual at NRG Stadium. And the Lions' winning streak, it's courtesy of that home crowd at Ford Field being quiet so Stafford can operate. You got to make life miserable for him this weekend.
No doubt. I know the NRG faithful will do a great job with regards to that. You know, another thing hurting this offense, the loss of Derek Newton, right tackle. Yeah. Just a horrific injury, the legs on Monday Night Football. So Chris Clark comes in, and the importance of his play is magnified now.
Yeah, absolutely, because Chris Clark can go both sides, left tackle, right tackle. Dwayne Brown told us also it's very difficult to switch between left and right. Dwayne's had to do it at Pro Bowls. He said even at the Pro Bowl, it was giving him a hard time just to get used to that right side. But Clark's got to come in, be able to play that role. It's really sad about Newton. It makes you wonder about next year, how it's going to affect his future, but they'll deal with that later. We wish Derek the best. Luckily for the Texans, they do have some depth on that O-line, but it's been tested from the get-go because, remember, Greg Mance is playing center for them from opening day, as Nick Martin was supposed to be the starter after getting drafted in the second round.
All right, let's switch things over to the defense. Brian Cushing is a guy that we love talking with. He's a very unique individual, and we got to know Brian Cushing.
Time to get to know Brian Cushing, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world when it comes to being mic'd up. So good, in fact, in 2011, that's when he got the belt. He got his head split open and just kept talking.
I look like a psycho. I'm so good at this.
Do you do anything differently when you're mic'd up?
No. Is this part of the interview?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm on TV?
You're on TV.
Oh, yeah. No. No, I just, you know what, I just... I try to watch my mouth, but, I mean, football just brings the best out of me. So.
Stay out here for the first series. I'll go out by myself.
Yeah.
I'll do it. Seriously. 1 versus 11. I like my eyes.
It's genuine. It's me. It's exciting. I'm a completely different person off the field. I think a lot of people would probably attest to that.
We bumped into your father one time, and he said right after that video came out, your mom told him, who is this?
Yeah.
What's the deal?
Yeah, I don't, like I said, I don't really act like that off the field, and I'm not going around headbutting people in my house with my mom around and stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah, really. I think it shocked her a little bit. Same thing. She called me and said, "Who are you?" I'm her son, and I told her that.
Part of it was trash talk. Wasn't all trash talk, but in terms of your career, football, who's the best trash talker you've ever encountered?
Maurice Jones-Drew was always really good. I always had a good time playing with him, especially that he went to UCLA.
What would he say?
Just little stuff here and there, whether it be SC joke or when I was a rookie or if they were winning the game, any kind of stuff like that. He was a good player, and he was always got the best out of me, I think, or vice versa.
Dogs on three. 1, 2, 3. Dogs.
On three. Sonic Boom. 1, 2, 3.
Sonic Boom. Okay, USA.
Pre-game speeches.
Yeah.
What's the deal? Do you have a Jean-Claude Van Damme, love affair?
I do.
What's the deal? Why?
I do. I mean, he's a badass. Can I say that?
Yes.
He's a badass.
That's where Sonic Boom, that one comes from?
Yeah, Sonic Boom.
OK USA.
OK USA, Kumite, Chong Lee, all that.
When did you start doing these?
Our brother is 13 years older than me, so it was a little bit before my era. But obviously he caught me up with all the films and movies about him, and I was a big fan of his growing up.
Flawless victory on three. 1, 2, 3. Flawless victory.
We know your thoughts on lattes. We saw that on Hard Knocks. On the girly scale, from lattes to the water that came out of the stands pregame in Cleveland, and I'm talking about this video right here. And before you answer that, what the f***, man?
You can't say that. No way. No way. That's not on there. It just caught up in the moment. I figured I'd try a different drink from Cleveland. What better than the water from the stands in Great City?
What's the weirdest thing you've ever eaten?
Try that.
Now it's time to play Say What.
I'll kill this.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yep. Gotta catch them all.
Wide receiver.
Pikachu.
Peekaboo.
What are you talking about, man? Pikachu. Catch
them all. Pokemon.
Linebacker, 59, before me. Role model.
Merciless.
No, before me. 59, before me.
Oh, D'Amico Ryan. Yes. D'Amico Ryan.
Okay. Where I went to school. Where I went to college.
USC.
Yes. Ever say UCLA. Cornerback, 25.
Jonathan Joseph.
25.
Kareem Jackson.
Okay. Music I like.
Country music, Randy Travis.
What are you talking? Big Beats.
Waylon.
No, dance, electronic.
Oh, EDM.
Yes. Nose tackle, on the nose, the show.
Vince Wilford.
No!
Oh, Sean Cody.
Is he trying to mess this up? My high school. No!
Love looking at the lighter side of the Texans. Cushing, a great character, and I hope he's smiling after the game on Sunday.
What's the grossest thing you've ever drank?
Not that, man. I wouldn't drink that stadium water.
That's pretty disgusting. But that's why, one of the reasons why we love Brian Cushing. A little bit later, we got Blitz's picks, but coming up next, it's Dear Drew.